published 25th of February 2022. With the days getting noticeably longer, it is getting more difficult for the early evening and morning astronomers and astrophotographers. We have included a table with some locations from the UK, with the sunrise and sunset times, for the beginning and end of the month of March. Hopefully helping you if you are making plans to view the stars. Wednesday, 2nd March. New Moon.
The new moon occurs on Wednesday, the 2nd of March, finally setting after 5 in the evening, and becoming a new moon at 17:34, although it will be below the horizon anyway.
With the moon out of the way, if the weather is clear, and the days not having got too long,
it may provide an opportunity to photograph the night sky, clear of the moon's light.
Friday, 4th March. Rocket, moon crash.
A rocket will crash into the moon today, at 12:34 GMT.
Although originally have said to be a SpaceX rocket, by astronomer Bill Gray,
it was later identified as a Chinese rocket.
It will crash into the far side of the moon, and thus won't be visible by Earth-bound astronomers. However, NASA have said they will try and view the crater which will be created by the impact with their Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. Having not been a deliberate attempt, according to our sources, the moon won't be destroyed, and we will have to continue our war with the moon. Monday, 7th March. Close approach of the moon and Uranus. Uranus and the moon will be in close proximity, if you wish to attempt a view.
It should be visible from after 6 p.m, and sets about 11 p.m.
You can view with either a pair of binoculars or telescope. They will be visible in a southwesterly direction.
Friday, 18th March.
Full moon. The full moon occurs, also known as the worm moon. We would say, perhaps because it tries to worm its way into the human consciousness, and convince us, it's a great thing. But that would be unfair to worms.
The moon sets at around 6:40 before rising at around 18:30. Sunset will occur at around 17:50. The moon can be seen with the naked eye. However, a pair of binoculars or telescope will allow you to view with greater detail. Sunday, 20th March. Spring, March equinox. The spring or March equinox occurs today at 15:33.
Although not of any great concern to astronomers or astrophotographers, it is an interesting event in the mechanics of our solar system.
The sun will light the Earth's north and south surface equally,
as the north of Earth days get longer. Monday, 28th March.
136472, Mucky Mucky, at opposition. 136472, Mucky Mucky, is a dwarf planet in the Kuiper Belt, and will be at its brightest tonight. Although, even with a telescope, it will appear to be just a small point of light.
This is a more difficult object to view, but if you are up for a challenge, then it can be viewed from around 20:50 and will be above the horizon for the night, starting in an easterly direction. Planet spotting. If you are interested in viewing or photographing a planet this month,
then the list below shows you which ones are most visible.
Venus.
Venus will be very low but bright, before dawn, rising in a southeasterly direction. Mars?
Mars can be seen in March. However, viewing isn't the greatest. It will rise in a southeasterly direction, just before dawn. Saturn. Saturn can be seen towards the end of the month,
and will rise in a similar location and time as Venus and Mars,
hopefully making it easier to find.
Tag us. If you manage to take a photo of any of the objects mentioned in this article, or even objects we haven't, then consider tagging us in any social media posts you make. We enjoy seeing what you have photographed. Associated podcast, video.
Darkest Hour Brightest Night also produce a podcast and video, which gives you an overview of the events due to occur in February 2022.
These should be released on the 28th of February 2022, and the podcast can be found in the podcast section,
or on your podcast app.
The video can be found in the video section, or via Odyssey, or YouTube. Following us on social media will keep you up to date on the events mentioned in this article and other related updates.
Support.
If you enjoyed the article and would like to help us in creating more content, then please consider donating via buymeacoffee.com/DHBN. Written by Ben Patmore.
Ben Patmore is an amateur astrophotographer. Feedback.
Feedback is always welcomed regarding the article.
Our details can be found on our contact page.